I'm here today with the CEO of OBSEC Group, Selva, and Thomas Wessingby, responsible for innovation assets at SACO. We will here today explore a little bit about the role of innovation assets in combination with the OBSEC services and how this fits together. This is part of a series of sessions where we are going to try to explore the combination of services between our two companies, starting with innovation assets. This is a step on the journey for both companies, pushing the boundaries of what we do, and in SACO, pushing the boundaries of IP, developing our 360 concepts, including all types of assets in IP, innovation, identity, digital assets, and we will cover them all. And we are also very proud. Recently, SACO was awarded and recognized Firm of the Year in the Nordic region by managing IP. And now, together with OBSEC, we have a great opportunity to rethink and reshape the way we operate in the IP space. So that's what we're going to talk about here today. And starting with you, Thomas, learning more about the services of SACO and SACO as a company. Please, Thomas.
Thank you, Mats. Yes. Yeah, we've been protecting innovations for over 150 years, and staying at the forefront of innovation thinking means knowing what's required now and being able to anticipate what will be required in 10, 15, 20 years' time. SACO has always thought of IP rights as a part of a wider asset area model, and as one of Europe's leading IP management companies, we're an early adopter of combining digital and online protections with traditional areas of patents and trademarks. This formed the foundations of our IP360 model, which you said, Mats, reimagined the industry when it was launched. In recent years, many companies tried to catch up, so joining up OBSEC is part of our plan to stay ahead.
Let me give you an overview of OBSEC. Now, it's amazing how similar our origins are, or our thinking is at least. OBSEC has always been focused on protecting the IP of our customers. From our origins in physical security components for product authentication, we've extended our brand protection to cover brands and content online and develop solutions to help enterprises license their brand identities and bring together integrity to distribution and supply chain. So in that sense, we've followed a similar path to SACO by combining digital and more traditional aspects of brand and IP protection. In many cases, sports licensing became the most obvious example. These physical and digital elements work together to monetize, enhance, and protect brands. This has led us to focus on certain industries such as media, technology, and sports, where intangible assets are so important to the value that underpins these sectors.
There was a lot of discussion when the acquisition of SACO was made, being part of a natural and logical progression for OBSEC and SACO, taking our services one step forward, and now a little bit as this dust has settled in. What can we say about the integration so far, if we start with you, Selva?
I think it's important to understand that it is early days, but we are already finding valuable examples of how we can work together. From the onset, both SACO and OBSEC recognized a shared belief in the fundamental value of intangible assets. We knew that to truly protect our customers, we needed to move beyond safeguarding our products, whether it's physical or digital, to also be able to protect their innovations. This meant preserving what makes them unique, from their business models and know-how to their processes and systems. We recognized it was about ingenuity as well as technology, and we know it was unlikely that we would enter this world on our own. We needed another leading innovator to work with us and a disruptor in the IP field to complement our own philosophy on brand protection. Here, SACO was our equal, a respected brand with a reputation for thinking outside the box.
Exactly. There was an Ocean Thomas study from 2020, which suggested that 90% of the value of the Standard & Poor's 500 is based on intangible assets. This reinforced our IP360 approach, which was already a few years old at this point, was built on the idea that the traditional patents and trademarks formed part of a wider ecosystem. Ultimately, it comes from creativity, and those ideas and innovations are lost unless there are processes in place to recognize them, capture them, protect them and to manage them, and ultimately to monetize and enforce them. So there is more than just the life cycle of intellectual property. We're also working with clients on their strategy and entire approach to IP. True innovation is about capturing the DNA of an organization and focusing on what gives them their competitive edge. So as you can see, our thinking was very much in line with OpSec's and has been since long before we came together.
To be a true end-to-end solutions provider, we need to be able to provide all aspects of our customers' brands, products and services. And we need to be able to work together alongside them through the full development lifecycle from inception to implementation. That lifecycle often starts with conceiving patents and other intellectual property. So Zecco was exactly who we needed to push that forward.
That's a really interesting point, Selva. Thank you. And you both talk about protecting the DNA of a company or the essence of an organization's ability to stay competitive, stay relevant, and attractive. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Of course, Matt. Well, OpSec are a global leader in brand protection, so we protect the IP that brands have today. This is the IP that consumers and competitors already know about, things like trademarks, designs, and content. Bringing Zecco on board was a natural extension of that because with patents, it moves into protecting the areas that are not yet known to the market. We can begin to protect their future value and IP as part of the process, which is ultimately what defines innovators.
That's a very nice way to phrase it, and that was our original thinking with the assets model. Patents are an innovation assets, part of a wider group of other rights and assets that form the innovative core of an enterprise. So building on what Selva just said, it's about being able to future-proof a business, and this means protecting the drivers of innovation. So protecting the intangible assets themselves, but also working with develop the processes and knowledge that create them, whatever possible. So it also includes identifying and securing the so-called hidden assets where our clients may not recognize that they have. We often use the example of the golf ball, such as the one that I have here. It's a great example of what we mean by overarching protection. Most consumers will look at this and see a golf ball, but if you put it in the hands of someone that knows about intellectual property, it becomes much more. So for instance, if I put this in the hand of a patent professional, that person will see utility patents involved, the function of this ball, whether the fluid dynamics and airflow is involved, the chemical makeup of the ball itself, maybe the structure and function of the small dimple patterns, and the technical effect of that. They may then consider how to protect the mold that incorporates all of this and allows the manufacturer to actually create them. So if you put it in the hand of a trademark or design professional, they will focus on the look of the ball, the shape, the appearance, maybe the spacing here between the dimples or the patterns, and show that these can be protected or how they can incorporate it in a wider anti-counterfeiting strategy. So they will consider where and how the branding is portrayed, its positioning on the ball, how it looks, and when it's used, and how these can be used to assist customs agents, for instance, or in the general public for recognizing fakes.
Well put, very well explained. By better understanding the development process behind technology, we will also be able to improve our own products and services, whether through minor changes or more profound ideas. Incorporating innovation assets into the wider model is about protecting an organization as a whole, rather than focusing on a single product. In other ways, this is brand protection of the DNA of the whole enterprise.
Yeah, according to a joint EU IPO and EPO analysis, EU firms with patent ownership earn an average 36% higher revenue per employee. So maintaining a better understanding of IP and how to protect is integral to success in any organization. And this is why developing IP discovery process is so important. So a good example is would be how our forwarding patent workshops works. We invite employees from across an organization into a workshop designed to help them develop an internal culture of IP awareness. So many colleagues will have their own ideas about which products and services that can be improved and so. So it's an excellent way to engage them in this process. So this builds a better understanding of IP, how to take it into their day-to-day work, and as well as tapping into some of the hidden assets. However, it only works if there is a qualified professional present who can explain things clearly and being able to recognize and capture ideas that may have commercial value or could be protected.
Exactly. I think this is an example of the ultimate upstream positioning for an organization. We may have to invite you to run some of these internal lead objects soon.
I'll be happy to come.
So there is obviously a lot of growth within a number of patents that is registered. And patents form an important part of innovation assets, that part of the model, but also of the wider IP market. But what is the next step when these assets have been identified, they have been developed, they have been protected? So how do SACO and OPSEC fit together in terms of, you know, monetizing these rights?
Well, frankly, there's little point in creating IP rights on intangible value if you don't do anything with it. This is where SACO and OPSEC already have similar approaches that are well developed. We both help our clients to monetize and manage the IP, whether that means protecting brand properties or enforcing IP rights against infringement. This monetization may look very different for each. For example, a technological patent compared to a piece of licensed merchandise. Both still need an underlying infrastructure in place, consisting of an understanding of what can be monetized and how, knowledge of context, and attention to detail and expertise required to build and sustain an infrastructure that brings in returns from IP.
And here SACO complements many of the OPSEC services because we do a lot of work within anti-counterfeiting and enforcement, both online and offline. But we also have detailed understanding of the IP licensing system and can bring a huge amount of IP knowledge to OPSEC's own licensing workflows and solutions. Patent licensing is a major industry in itself, and cross-licensing underpins the entire ecosystem for many industries, particularly those in high technology. For example, think of things like Bluetooth or other communication standards. These are used everywhere, and I believe that a tech company like IBM, for example, made licensing revenue around $600 million in 2021, just from licensing. Just think of technology, automotive or pharmaceutical industries, and you understand the increasing importance of licensing as a potential revenue stream.
Much of SACO's knowledge and expertise complements and reinforces what we already offer to many of the key industries that we work with. OPSEC adopts an industry focus in its strategy, which means identifying and establishing what intangible assets actually means to each of these industries that we work with, and then providing a comprehensive response. SACO rounds out that industry strategy because they fill in a lot of the gaps that we know about, and even some that we didn't. We heard some great industrial examples from Thomas just now. So if we were to apply this strategy to the technology or media industries, then OPSEC already covers a lot of content and products themselves. However, a huge underlying part of the industry is the function of products over their form, and this will likely be protected by patents and other innovation assets. Similarly, consider the sports industry. We already do a lot of work within licensing and live content, or working with the distinctive apparel components or authentication. We can also help protect trademarks, but SACO will also be able to help our clients to design them, to consider their implications as part of a wider IP strategy, and to enforce them through the courts if necessary. That's why SACO is such a great fit for OPSEC, because their approach to innovation assets will help us to protect the value of our clients' innovations and brands in ways that will differentiate us significantly from the others, even up to and including the innovation of DNA that we discussed earlier.
So there's a lot of talk about synergies and complementary services. Can you tell us a little bit more about the intended fit between the two organizations?
Well, as Selva said, there's a huge number of areas that already complement each other quite naturally, such as licensing and some of the knowledge and insight that we each have in certain industries and fields. As we discussed today, innovation assets will form an integral part of the OPSEC's offering because of the complementary nature of building and protecting IP across all of its forms, whether it means patents, trademarks, designs, or more. There are many commonalities in terms of crossovers and practical considerations, such as the example of structuring, negotiating, and drafting the licensing and other agreements, or assisting customs with recognizing and seizing counterfeit goods. Both SACO and OPSEC can exist with much of what any enterprise might need to remain competitive, whether processes or systems, products or knowledge, or monetization of rights, almost anything else that makes them unique.
There are many common areas that we already know about, and we are still discovering more. OPSEC is already at the forefront of citing technology-enabled management services for monitoring and enforcing RP rights. ZECO is able to provide the necessary context and the expertise and the insight necessary to discover what IP rights might exist and how else they could be protected. There was a recent EU IPO report this year that stated that 39% of EU consumers have wondered whether their product they have bought is real or fake. There's almost 180 million people across the EU. What OPSEC and ZECO bring together, I can see no reason why that number can't be brought down considerably.
So we've been very impressed about OPSEC's significant patent portfolio. Although we in ZECO, we do like working with innovative organizations, so perhaps we are a little bit biased here. But I must say we are really pleased to have joined a company like OPSEC that puts innovation at the core of your strategy. So that's really a benefit.
Thank you, Matt. We do focus on innovation and we are always re-looking at our products and services, looking for any potential improvements. Some of our new ZECO colleagues have already come up with some great new ideas for improvements with your help. I'm looking forward to seeing the direction of our IP portfolio as we see it grow and develop.
And now that we are working more unison, so what does this mean for the wider business model that we are building together?
Well, ZECO has never really been a company that takes the conventional approach to intellectual property. And I see OPSEC in a similar light. We're both unusual in putting together a combination of physical and digital protections, us with the IP360, and OPSEC with combining on-product and on-brand protection in a way that it's challenging to achieve at scale. This unconventional approach has always kept us on a good track. As you mentioned at the start, I'm really proud to share that ZECO has just been recognized as Nordic Firm of the Year by Managing IP, one of the most prominent and trusted content providers in the global IP space. For us, this represents independent recognition of our approach, our services, and the knowledge and the insight provided by our talented colleagues. This is an important step in becoming the go-to partner for IP and intangible assets, and becoming part of OPSEC represents an opportunity to take our successful model global.
I'd also like to thank and congratulate all our new colleagues. This was a great win for ZECO and definitely deserved. I think it also recognizes the extent of what we collectively can now accomplish on behalf of our clients and customers in many of our key verticals. As innovators within the IP industry, we have the opportunity to build something unique for both current and future customers and colleagues. As with any business, reinventing ourselves to suit the needs of a changing market is how we will remain at the forefront of the industry. Innovation in IP is changing, and its very nature is unpredictable as it moves into new and unexpected areas. It is, however, possible to anticipate it and eventually to navigate it. This relies on us being able to attract and retain the best talent, but it is also often about the simple serendipity that emerges when you put together smart, creative, and resourceful people together. And that's what we've done with OPSEC and ZECO.
Thank you, Selva, and thank you, Thomas. This is all we have time for today. So I would like to say thank you to both of you and to our audience for joining us today. So we hope you have found this information useful and that we have been able to introduce the innovation asset area at ZECO in a good way and how it fits with the wider scope of OPSEC services and strategy. And as we said in the beginning, we intend to continue these chats with other areas in ZECO in the near future. So we are looking at the identity assets area. And then finally, the digital assets area. And if you have any further questions or input, you're always welcome to reach out to us on the contact details on our website. So thank you for us today. See you soon again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.